This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that Jammu and Kashmir will be free of terrorism under the Narendra Modi government. Replying to a discussion in the Rajya Sabha yesterday on India's successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Mr. Shah said that strong action will be taken against terrorists and terror infrastructure will be razed to the ground.
ऐसा जघन्य अपराध कभी नहीं हुआ। धर्म के नाम पर पूछकर चून चून कर इनके परिजनों के सामने मरे छोटी बच्चियां, छोटे बच्चे, वृद्ध माँ, उनकी पत्नियां, उनकी बहनें, इस सब के सामने मारा गया। और क्यों मारा गया? क्योंकि वो संदेश देना चाहते थे कि टेररिज्म से मुक्त हम कश्मीर को नहीं होने। सदन से उनको संदेश देना चाहता हूँ, कश्मीर आतंकवाद से मुक्त होकर रहेगा, ये नरेंद्र मोदी का संकल्प।
The Home Minister lauded the role of the armed forces and security agencies for successful Operation Mahadev, in which three terrorists involved in the Pahalgam terror attack were neutralized. He said that Pakistan's striking capabilities were destroyed during Operation Sindoor and it was brought to its knees. Commending Union Minister J.P. Nadda's explanation during Operation Sindoor Rajya Sabha debate, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the central government responded to the Pahalgam terrorist attack with full resolve. Addressing the Rajya Sabha's Operation Sindoor debate, Leader of the House Jagat Prakash Nadda sketched a bold comparison between the preceding decade, that is 2004 to 2014, and the present era, 2014 to 2025, highlighting India's robust transformation in national security, military response and political will.
Except Jammu Kashmir, no incident of terrorism has taken place from 2014 to 2025 till date. Terror incidents 2004-14, 7,217. 2015-2025, 2,150. 80% ka reduction hua hai.
The Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025, aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors, will come into effect from tomorrow. The Finance Ministry said that the Act, notified on April 15 this year, also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors in cooperative banks. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has stressed that India's stories of resilience, innovation, inclusion and development need to be told with authenticity and integrity as the country today stands at the confluence of ancient wisdom and modern aspirations. He made this remark while addressing the officer trainees of Indian Information Service, IIS, 2023-24 batches in Parliament premises yesterday. The 20th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme will be released on Saturday. In this regard, a high-level meeting was held in New Delhi yesterday under the chairmanship of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. The meeting reviewed the preparations for the event and to ensure that the benefit reaches the maximum number of farmers. The event will be led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh. The nation pays homage to great revolutionary Shaheed Udham Singh on his 86th martyrdom day today. A report.
The disturbing memory of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre kept him haunting till the time he shot Michael O'Dea dead in London's Kexton Hall. He was convicted of murder and hanged on this day in 1940. To commemorate the martyrdom day of the legendary revolutionary, a state-level function will be organized at his birthplace Sunam today. Punjab government has announced a gazetted holiday to observe the martyrdom day of this great revolutionary. Rajesh Bali, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
Moving on to sports now. In cricket, India will look to level the five-match Anderson-Tendulkar Test series as they face England in the final and decisive test at the Oval Ground in London today. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. India time. India are currently trailing 1-2 in the series, have made key changes with Dhruv Jurail coming in for the injured Rishabh Pant. However, Captain Shubman Gill has kept the final team selection under wraps. England are also making several changes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.